Automatic. Watch where you're swinging those things. We have a guest. You have to hit it this way.
Okay, my bad.
Oh, man. Hello, ladies and mental gen. Welcome. Welcome to another episode of Best of Five. My name is Elon. I am here with my trusty co-host, Automatic. And we have a special guest with us who it looks like he's pointing a gun at me, but that's just a delicious eclair. This is Triumph. Triumph, say hello.
Hello. What's up, everybody?
Triumph, I'm so happy you're on here. I've been seeing you kicking some ass over at Next Up. I saw you're the only contestant who has not lost a challenge so far. Am I right?
Yeah, that is true.
How does it feel to be like the best gamer ever?
I wish that was true. Oh, man.
Before we get into everything, we have a lot to discuss. I want to talk about Next Up. I want to talk about Triumph. I want to talk about the Tekken patch. But there's something we forgot last week, Automatic.
What is that?
Do you remember when we made a bet about where we made picks and we put a pizza on the line or a case of beer on the line for Combo Breaker?
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah. So we have the results, and I forgot to share the results of that bet.
All right.
So the way we did it was Automatic and I picked five people on the Street Fighter VI bracket. Whatever number they placed, whatever placement they got, was how many points each of us got. And whoever has the least points, which means the people who placed the best, is going to win. So Automatic, your picks were Dual Kevin, Leshar, yep, Just a Kid, Zaffarino, and Papa Greg. My picks were Noah, who won and done me like the day after that, by the way. Shine, Idom, Smug, and Burkish.
Eek.
So.
All great picks, by the way.
Yes. And also, just to let you know, this was a difference of 5 points. It was very close.
Dang.
It was very close. So I had Noah the Prodigy, who got second. You had Dual Kevin, who got third.
Mm-hmm.
I had Idom, who got 17th. You had Leshar, who also tied for 17th.
Man.
You had Zaffarino, who tied for 25th. I had Smug, who also tied for 25th.
Ooh. It's kind of crazy.
You had Just a Kid, who got 4th. I had Shine, who got 5th.
Oh, wow.
Y'all are kind of nuts.
And the deciding factor here is Burkish and Papa Greg.
Papa Greg came through. Tell me Papa Greg came through.
Burkish, who I picked, got 9th. Papa Greg got 13th.
Oh, my God. Dang. That's way too close.
He let you down.
By a difference of 5 points, I had 33 points. You had 37. You now owe me a pizza, sir.
Oh, man. Little Caesars it is.
And we
Little Caesars, yeah. It's going to be you about to get an extra most bestest, my friend.
$5 hot and ready.
Yeah. $5 points in difference. You're about to get $5 of value. Extra most bestest.
What was the worst placement of those players? It's 25th, right? I believe.
Yeah, it was Smug and Zaffarino tying for 25th. Mm. Everybody else was, like, it was literally like one off and two ties, and then Burkish and Papa Greg. So crazy. It was close, man. What's funny is I think I did the breakdown on stream last week, and like as I was counting this up, like I could feel my heart race because it was just like it just kept getting closer and closer. But yeah, so that is the Combo Breaker pizza bet that I meant to resolve last week and did not. So congratulations to me on once again getting the best picks ever. Automatic, how's it feel?
Nicely done. It feels like I got cheated. I picked too many of my friends, and you went with, you know, people who you thought would win. And I feel like I did the right thing, and you got a pizza. So that's where we are.
Well, I mean, you also have friends. Here's the thing. You have friends in the FGC. I really don't. So that's your own fault.
Oh, now playing the victim now, are we?
He played the long game on you.
Yeah, I'll cry over my pizza.
Get dunked.
That's something. So what's really funny is like right as after we signed off, Pathos, who is my mod in the channel, was like, you forgot the pizza bet. So I wanted to make sure we got that out of the way. But GG's, very close, very exciting.
Season on it too, huh?
Very exciting. and we need to do more of those. Now, let's get to the show because I want to talk to Triumph. I want to talk to Automatic, and we got to nerd out about fighting games. Before we get to Diesel Legacy and the Summer Games Fest announcement, I wanted to do a quick update on Tekken because the new patch 1.05 for Tekken came out today, and it was a very significant patch. They added a lot of scaling to a lot of the heat mechanics. They made They made heat burst, which is like the heat activation, now susceptible to parries and armor moves. Whereas before it used to break parries and armor moves. They completely took out the wall bounces, right? If you were blocking something and you were up against the wall and it knocked you back, they completely removed that. And last but not least, they removed tracking from some command grabs and from some heat smashes as well.
Oh.
So very like definite like nerf to system mechanics. And I was playing today. I wasn't like really thinking about what the patches were. I was also playing Leroy, which by the way, Leroy's fucking hilarious. I love that character. like just watching people like completely lose their minds after getting parried over and over again is awesome. I love that. But something that I thought was very interesting is like even without like paying attention to that patch or to the patch notes, it's easy. Like the battles go on longer. It's no longer like just a two hit game, right? And it's a lot easier for you to like fight your way out of the corner now that you're not dealing with like the wall splats when you're blocking. So like a lot of that frame advantage is gone now. Which honestly, I'm a big fan of. You know, I had a lot of fun playing, and I complete transparency. I wanted to do another segment of every frame of data, but I wound up streaming for 2 hours longer than I thought I would. I lost track of time playing Tekken. So apologies for that.
That's good. It's a good time.
Yeah. No, I was having a good time. I was having a grande old time. Anyway, that's Tekken. That's Tekken. And you know, I saw a lot of people, like the reception of this patch has been pretty good. It seems like a lot of people were really happy about it. A lot of characters kind of won big just by like the archetypes that they are. Like King is now like ridiculous, because all of his grabs are tracking. he was like the one exception to the rule. It's like him and a couple. It's not every command grab, but a lot of command grabs now don't track. King is one of those exceptions. There's also like some really weird shit happening in the game still. I saw a clip this morning of Lily doing her heat smash, which is like the big ender of the heat mode. And the first half of it whiffed, and she started, like, two characters, Lily's whiffed, and she started going this way. And then after she did the first move and went into the second one, it just went boop, and just smacked the guy. Like, it just did, like, a complete turnaround. It was very weird. So there's still, like, a little bit of jank, and there's still a little bit of things here and there. But anyway, I just wanted to bring that up because that happened. I was streaming it earlier today. I had a good time. But I saw yesterday Automatic and Triumph. You were there, too.
Yeah,
you guys were talking about some Diesel Legacy.
Oh yeah.
So, first of all, for those of you that don't know, Diesel Legacy is a game made by Maximum Entertainment, formerly Modus Entertainment, the same people who acquired Dumb's Fightin' Herds. They with the Steam Next Fest thing, they released a trailer and a demo, and this is what their trailer looks like. I probably want audio. Oh, it's loud. I'm sorry.
An all new fighting game saga.
Hold on.
Two versus two action.
Okay, there we go. So, this is a 2v2 three-lane game where it's got like this almost looks like what I thought Fighting EX Layer would be after watching like the first initial trailer. I had heard the rumblings of this game. I have seen like bits and pieces of it, but I finally got to play it for the first time after watching Automatic do his thing. I also saw Triumph. You were in there sharing tech, so you've been. Yeah. It seems like you've been grinding this game out.
A little bit.
So, by the way, I started. I picked that character who's like the
Diesel
like the mafia lady.
Oh, Eleonora.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny she's because broke. Like the first thing I saw you do, the first thing automatic I saw you do on stream was her jump B where she just walks on the air. And I was like, I like that. So I started playing. And then it turns out she's almost like BB Hood. So I was like, okay, I'm down.
Oh, yeah. Anything about that.
But yeah. Triumph. What, like, has anything about this game caught your attention? Like, what is up with this game?
I think it's just fun. You know, it's like it's a fun first fighting game. They're not really, I guess, currently at the moment, maybe not focused too much on balancing it, you know, making this balance as a fighting game as possible. Every character kind of has, like, you know, some real good stuff about them. The game's just fun. Yeah, it's fun. It's got good online. Play with your friends. The demo's out now.
Yeah, it is a 2v2, right? So,
yeah, 2v2 is the main focus, I believe.
Interesting. Yeah, Automatic, you were playing this a bunch yesterday. You were doing a sponsored segment. However, you're no longer sponsored now. Would you like to share some thoughts?
Yeah, I'm still doing stuff in training mode. Just with that one character, Rotwing, finding out what you can do with the fly-on-fly. Man, what is it? This game, it reminds me almost like Third Strike, where I'm surprised at, you know, finding things that are new 25 years later. And, you know, this is a new game, and I just constantly keep finding things, but they all seem broken. Like wow, I can fly and unfly and do this crazy combo and end up being +12. I go behind them or hit low or grab or hit in front or low. Like, this is broken. How can you deal with this? But it's a 2v2 game, so I think the way you know, work with each other is how you can combat that. They've got so many mechanics in it that feel like it's almost like Mugen, but I don't mean that in a bad way, but like a thoughtful way. It's like, how does this even fit in this environment? It's got a whole bunch of stuff, big like 7-layered cake, and it's all delicious. I think it's like when your teammate dies, they can still parry for you. They can do their assist attack, so it's almost like you're a versus game. And then you got the burst. You got burst. And then you can do push block when you're blocking stuff. And then you got to worry about the lanes, things coming from the left and the right. Then you got all the broken things that you can do. And then it feels so chaotic. And like Triumph said, it feels broken too, but not in a bad way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So also very, I've been wanting to say this for a while. Now that we're on the show, I can finally say this. I think if it wasn't for Rumbleverse, I think the three of us would not be in this show at this point. So shout out to Rumbleverse. Rest in peace. May Lord Umbasa rest their soul. Rest in peace. But have you guys played the 2v2 modes yet?
Me and Trav played together during that stream.
Yeah, so what was it? So what is it like having like an actual 2v2 2D fighter?
It's very chaotic.
Well, the first
say that.
Yeah, the first few matches, it just felt like everybody was just kind of doing their own thing and just a bunch of stuff was happening. But as time passed, once we played a few matches, I was like seeing him get hit and I would turn around and try to hit their opponent and then go back to who I was fighting. Yeah. And that sort of thing started happening. And, you know, I see him doing a combo and I'm like, all right, let me interrupt this combo because it's funny. Just like the old Rumbleverse days.
Yeah, I'll like see him getting air combo and I'll stop my combo, run over, jump up and hit the other guy out of the air, then go back to fighting the other guy.
Yep. Oh, yep. Man. And he Triumph clutched 2v1 somebody in the last time he played.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, he just lives
in the clutch. You can't help it.
Yeah, he is the next up undefeated person so far, so I guess that makes sense. So I'm really curious. Something that about this game that I haven't toyed with yet. I've only played training mode and I've only done like the one, like the just the one training character, the BB Hood character. What is like the lane changes like in an actual fight? Because I saw in the trailer, it looks like you could have specific attacks that changes lanes. And like I know it, in the game itself, it's like an actual button, or you can do like basically like a dash with up and down. How does all of that work? Jump.
I don't know if I really implemented it quite that much yesterday, but I feel like it's a really important mechanic to the game. Like the way you move around, and it's like you have a different angle for footsies. If you see somebody whiff something in the lane up or down, you can change lanes and punish them for it. And another thing I noticed when we played yesterday was we were in a 2v1 situation. We got down to their last person, and they were in the corner on the bottom lane. So Triumph was fighting him on the bottom lane, so I stayed in the middle lane so they had nowhere to go. I was like, hey, wait, come over here and see what happens.
So it's literally like 3D chess, kind of.
One more thing is not really related, but we were in a 2v1 situation and they were hitting us. One guy was hitting me and Triumph. And I was like, hey, I'll block high, you block low. One of us will get hit.
Yeah. That'll punish.
It worked.
Definitely worked. I got comboed. He beat him up after.
So two characters can occupy the same space at the same time?
Yeah, yeah. So
you can all four be down there.
Wow. So does it almost work like what's that called from Cross Tekken? Fever mode or whatever? Where all four players.
Pandora mode? Yeah. Not Pandora. This is like a 2v2 mode where everyone's on the screen at once.
Okay. Oh, the actual game mode. Like that. Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah. Because as soon as I saw that, like that's immediately what came to mind was and I immediately remembered like everybody complaining about how you can do like infinite jab strings in Cross Tekken. Is that the same thing in this game, or is there like, I know you said there's a burst.
There's infinite protection.
No, there's a yeah.
Okay,
like it's Thunder Decay.
Yeah. Eventually, you'll drop out of the combo.
Oh, okay, cool. Wow. So I think it's like you said, it's very well thought out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's one mechanic that I didn't explore yesterday is when you get knocked down, you can switch lanes on wake up and you're invincible while you do it. And you can roll forward while you do it. And it costs meter. But I was getting schmixed not knowing that. This Rory player was just hitting me with high, low, instant jump. And I'm just taking it like, oh, I got to guess. Rory, but I could have switched lanes. And yeah, like they have to predict which lane you'll go to if they're going to also meaty that. So I think it seems like it's broken, but there's a lot of answers and built-in mechanics that prevent things from being actually broken. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, man. That Rotwing character, I don't know how you're supposed to block him 1v1. He's crazy.
Mash. That's how.
So, Triumph, I'm going to go to you first. What has been like your favorite thing about this game so far? Like from your perspective?
I think my favorite thing about it is just how like chaotic and fun it is, and you know, playing with friends as well. You can always, it feels like there's unlimited creativity in that game since there's, you know, four different people. There's always things happening, whether it's in the same lane as you or across the screen. You know, there's always a different decision you can always make at any point, whether your teammate's getting comboed or should I follow up on my teammate's combo? Should I do nothing? You know, and then there's like, you know, of course the fighting game mix as well. You know, tech and throws, are you pressing here? Are you blocking? Are you going to push block? There's just a lot to it. I think, yeah, there's always something that you could always do different, something that's always happening on the screen. Hmm.
At any point when you guys were playing together yesterday, were you able to blame the loss on your teammate?
I don't think about that at all.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm have sure to play can. With a teammate then and just blame it on them. How about you, Automatic? Like, is there like a favorite part of this game that you're like super into?
I don't know about favorite, but I think it's interesting how that's pretty much like a modern fighting game. Most of the inputs are easy. The supers, you got to do a quarter circle forward. That's pretty much it. I mean, there's some charge moves also, hold moves, but it seems like it's that modern route where you just do a direction, hit a button. But Rotwang, if you look at his move list, it pretty much is like, he can fly. All right, here's two special moves. Have fun. Everybody else has like a big move list. So you're like, Rotwang, he's really simple, huh? No, that fly is, there's so much potential with it. And it seems like you have something that's so simple, but really, really complicated in the way that you go about it.
Man, it's funny that it's really interesting that like he's the character that you're talking about, because Homelander came up for Mortal Kombat 1 last week. And that's exactly what that character is, too. It's like fly. It's crazy. So I do plan on playing the game a little bit more. I'm assuming the both of you do as well, so we'll have to find 56K wherever he may be for us to have some 2v2s. We have to bring the Rumbleverse crew back, man. And I think this is, you know.
That's perfect. We got four people.
And you get all four of us in Discord and just jam out.
Yep, we'll do it. We'll do it. We'll go Legacy that Diesel. But yeah,
I don't care who's my teammate, but as long as I get to fight Greg, I'm down.
Okay.
So he can't be your teammate. That's what I'm hearing.
Okay. And for those of you that are wanting to try the game, I showed it earlier. It is called Diesel Legacy. The Brazen. God damn it. What's it called?
I think the Brazen Age. Yeah. Like
Brazen Age? Yeah, Brazen Age, not Bronze Age, Brazen Age. And it is, they have a free demo up on Steam now, and it goes online, and you can try the characters, and it's real fun. So go download that shit and try it out. And then tell them that, you know, Automatic, Triumph, and Best of Five sent you. We don't get any money or anything, but, you know.
He might.
Do it anyway. Okay, so moving on from Diesel Legacy, last Friday, the three of us also hung out to watch the Jeff Keighley Summer Game Fest announcement show, where you had to pay like $250,000 for a 1 minute trailer, which is kind of crazy. But we got two crazy announcements for fighting game related stuff. And surprisingly enough, videos on top of that were published by both Capcom and SNK that I did not see until literally I was putting the show together this afternoon. So we got the Street Fighter V style trailer for Mark of the Wolves, where they showed, like, you know, people in the arcades competing and everything with like some game footage sprinkled in. We got Street Fighter VI Season 2, which was like kind of broke everything because it was something that completely out of left field. Although, like, once you really think about it, it wasn't as out of left field as we thought, right? But we'll get into that in a little bit. But what I wanted to show is that they actually released character trailers for the two announced characters that we saw. They released a character trailer for Bajanet, and they released another character trailer for that Vox Reaper guy, who I guess is a new character. Here's what these trailers look like. Let's see, I think I got the right one, right? Yeah, this looks like SNK. So, yeah, I saw they published these 4 days ago, which I think was Friday. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, so they published these right after the whole, like, trailer came out.
Farewell. He's got breathing problems. Put that tape on his nose. I used to do that when I go to sleep.
Does that actually help?
Yeah, a little bit. But I got a CPAP machine now.
Ooh. I need to go get one of those, I think. Anyway, so this guy has, like, those after image things for some of the moves, which makes me think, like, is he, like, a 2X KO Echo type character?
Oh, well.
He also has a mask.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the mask is a reference to the boss character of the first Garo, I believe.
Oh.
Maybe he's like a disciple of him or something.
Huh.
Rev it up.
Rev it up.
Rev it up.
Unleash your...
Rise up.
You trying to rev it up, bro?
That's crazy.
All right, and I'm going to go right into the Bajanet trailer as well. And of course, like, everybody was capturing, like, the one, like, the reversal, like, whatever, like, the drive reversal equivalent of it is. With this, where, like, it just looks like she's sticking her butt out at Andy. Mm. Or not Andy. What's his name? Rock?
Rock.
Girl, thicker than a bowl of oatmeal.
So, I played Bajanet a little bit in KOF 15. I grinded her out a bit. She was fun to play. She was, like, extra high tier, too. Like, it seems like, Evo 2023, everybody had her on their team in top 8. Except for, like, two people. So not everybody. Wait, oh, I guess that's, like, a system-wide mechanic thing, like the after-image thing.
It might be. Yeah.
Yep, yeah, she's got those crazy-ass short hops.
Big old kick.
Here's some bombs.
Oh, I didn't know she, like, actually killed you. That's cool. Well, rev it up. Fatal Fury.
Rev it up.
Honestly, if there's not a character that has, like, a vehicle of some kind revving it up as their intro, kind of like Paul does, or what's his name, Horong does, then lost opportunity.
That'd be time.
Rev it lost up. Opportunity. Sounds like driving. Like your drive gauge.
Like your rev gauge. Ooh.
Huh. Oh, yeah. It is called the rev gauge, isn't it?
Pretty sure.
City of Wolves. I almost said Mark of the Wolves. But Like Automatic was saying, speaking of driving and drive rushes, Street Fighter VI also got some announcements, and we all were kind of like really confused and freaking out. And after watching a couple other people react to it, like everybody else was equally as confused at this announcement, at the Street Fighter VI announcement. So it made me feel a little bit better. But here is the trailer that we got to see for Street Fighter VI Season 2. And at this point, everybody was freaking out over what looked like Cody. And then you saw the red jacket. And then shit kind of hit the fan.
They got in there real quick.
What left me so confused is that I think, as far as Street Fighter VI goes, I don't think we've seen like this art style before. So I just got real
confused. I don't think so either. I was like, are they making a show? Is it season two? Like, it's very confusing.
Yeah, but with that said, though, I think if Terry Bogart came out walking in Unreal Engine, or not in Unreal Engine, I'm sorry, RE Engine, we would have known exactly what it was. So I think the surprise was on top of that. Also, important to note, by the way, Elena has a new redesign. I'm going to go back to it. And if you hear, she has grown up. The beats are no longer in her head. They're in her heart. You listen to the song.
What?
Yeah, listen to the song.
Yeah, she actually says the line, yeah. It's different.
Beats in my heart.
Huh.
So the beats have gone from the head to the heart. Die by sword. It says, can't wait to see my NRE engine. Oh, boy. And then we got like the... Oh! Where's the rest of it? I guess they didn't have
the... Yeah, you know what's weird? During the Summerfest, they showed the whole trailer, but in the trailer on the channel, they just skip over it.
You don't get the sneak peek.
Whatever machine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Him... I thought that cutscene was so
sucking all the
so
screenshots.
Weird.
It's definitely like the world tour intro for him, for sure.
Yeah, what I thought was really weird was he yells something like, it's inconceivable when he was sucking up the psycho power or whatever, and I just got real confused. I guess he was confused, too.
It was more like the machine was probably saying that. I've been digging into the conspiracy theories. So it makes the shape of Bison's face while he's, you know, punching it. That is Bison's face, and that is saying inconceivable like Bison would.
Oh.
Inconceivable!
Okay. Okay.
Maybe he is Sagat's body. I'm seeing some cases for it, maybe.
Yeah.
I see some illusions.
So, we also got a gameplay trailer the day after, and I'm going to skip the gameplay trailer because a lot of people have been putting out a lot of content regarding Bison because he was playable at Summer Game Fest for those that got to travel over there. Also, he comes out in like 2 weeks. So, surprise! But I wanted to specifically bring up Rufflemonger's video because Rufflemonger used to be a Street Fighter 4 Bipsen player. And there is, like, this character already is terrifying. Have you guys seen this dude's walk speed in this game?
I've not watched any videos yet, but I've seen clips here and there.
Dude, look at this dude move. That's Akuma, who's like one of the fastest walk speeds in the game. He walks just about as fast as Akuma.
Oh my god. Why?
So
his back walk speed might be faster, too.
Maybe. Yeah. Dude, like, he is fast.
Horse.
Yeah, he is also like
horsepower.
Dude, I said this earlier today. There is no bigger flex than riding a horse without using your hands. Like, just the fact that...
With your arms like, folded at that.
Yeah,
folded the whole time.
He's riding the horse like this, gets off the horse, doesn't even bother, like, stretching out his arms for balance or nothing. He's just like, nope.
That's a lot of core work.
Yeah. He's, like, sitting fully straight up, too. He's not, like, slouching or anything.
Yeah, dude, he is terrifying. Also, something that so they kind of modernized them for Street Fighter VI, right? Along with every other charge character, he's not a complete charge character anymore. His scissor kicks are quarter circle forward inputs now. His big thing is that psycho mine, or whatever. It almost works like if you've ever played Strive. It works like Tempest, where What's her name? Testament. Thank you. Sorry. Tempest is a player. But it almost works like Testament, where in Strive, Testament, if she tosses a bird at you and you block it, or you get hit by it, you get like this purple aura around you, and then anytime Testament hits you, that aura explodes, right? So it gives you an extra hit, and it gives you all these combos, etc., etc. With Bison, the way this thing works is you drop the mine in, and the mine is on a timer. However, anytime you hit, you get hit by a Psycho Crusher. I'm not sure about other moves, but anytime you get hit by a Psycho Crusher, that thing detonates. Same thing if you also use... hold on one second.
I think it's a couple specials.
There we go. So he has like a specific move that plants the thing on you. It almost works like his V-Trigger 2 in Street Fighter 5. Except he doesn't, there's no way for him to activate it unless he is hitting you with some of that stuff, right? That's them showing his back roundhouse, I think that is. It looks like it's plus one, like a bunch of other like heavy moves in this game, where it's plus one, so you get a little bit of advantage. His buttons look crazy. His drive rush is ridiculous. If you use EX scissor kicks, that gives you a full like launch. His Psycho Crusher is back to normal. It's just charge back forward things, like just regular old Bipson. It has one hit of projectile clashing. However, the EX version of it completely goes through projectiles. So not unlike a Honda or a Blanca, except with like the extra move there. So there you go, going through the fireball. So I'm really curious to see like how he. Oh yeah, he also has the white woman sweep, the rich white girl sweep.
That's the rose sweep.
The rose sweep. Yeah, that soul power coming out.
Yeah. Also, Rufo Monger said that he tried his best to see if he could get like a cross up. Oh, Psycho Crusher, and he was not able to do it.
See his back dashes?
Yeah, and it looks like all of the Psycho Crushers are at most like jab punishable. So there's the move that plants the mine. You see the mine there, and as soon as the Psycho Crusher hits you, the mine explodes, and all of a sudden, instead of being punishable, he is now safe and or plus. I forget which one it was. But yeah, so he's got some of that. His scissor kicks, which are now a quarter circle forward input, are plus one or plus two on hit. I don't think Rufo Monger showed him on block or anything like that. But, you know, I'm not going to lie, man. I'm not usually one to, like, play Bison or anything like that. But dude looks fun. He's got hella walk speed. He's got hella drive rush. Triumph, like, anything you've seen so far that has, like, caught your eye?
He just definitely looks like he's got a lot. You know, they released Akuma. Akuma's got a lot. And then 30 days later, here's Bison. He has all of this. I definitely didn't expect him to move as fast as he did. As, you know, in Street Fighter V, you know, he moved like Zangief does now, or JP. Mm-hmm. Now he's just zooming. He lost his memory, and now he learned how to run again. It's crazy.
Yeah, his drive rush is crazy. Automatic, I know you did a breakdown of the gameplay trailer. Like, has anything caught your eye? Anything you're looking forward to and or dreading?
Not in particular. I'm curious about the Psycho Crusher, the projectile invincibility on it. Like, it can absorb one hit, but how soon? Like, what's the startup on that invincibility? Because if it's immediate, it's probably really good. Mm-hmm. But if it's not, then you're gonna have to guess with the Psycho Crusher. But if you're like, I think projectiles are gonna be his problem, just depending on how that Psycho Crusher interacts with it. Because typically, that is one of the Bison's, like, he typically doesn't have a good matchup against Guile because he has to deal with the Sonic Boom. So I think he still will, because the Sonic Boom, the speed of it, depending on the projectile invincibility of the Psycho Crusher, you're just gonna throw it out there and hope that they do it. Otherwise, you just do it and they're gonna just flash kick you.
Yeah.
But what I did notice watching what you just showed was, if you have the bomb planted and you do a Psycho Crusher, if they don't throw a projectile, then you're gonna have advantage with the Psycho Crusher because the bomb is gonna explode. Unless that is on a timer and not when it just contacts when they're on block. So it seems like you can use Psycho Crusher to just skip neutral to get in for free. But you got to get that initial hit with the mine or whatever. It's so like how you get that hit first is going to really dictate the pace of how it works.
Yeah, it's a special move. I forget if it's a quarter circle forward or a quarter circle back, something.
Yeah, it's like his paint defense kind of thing.
Also notice he doesn't have a teleport either.
I'm really happy he doesn't teleport.
Took it away. Yeah, thank God.
Yeah, he doesn't do the teleport dashes.
Oh my God. Just side switch on you. Oh, man.
Something else he has that
or
I don't think...
Fireball.
Say again?
Oh, man.
Yeah, Psycho Ball and Drive Rush. Psycho Ball, Psycho Crusher, Bomb. Thank God. Or Command Grab. Or an overhead.
VR character.
So...
His throw is going to mean a lot. If he gets good Oki after his throw, then that's that. He probably should, because he's not going to have an overhead or a command grab.
Well, that's the thing. Really, that's the thing. He has an overhead. He has a command overhead in this game.
Really?
And
standing?
Yeah, he has a standing overhead. ER. Let me see
overhead,
if I can pull
baby.
It up. He has a target combo that one follow-up is an overhead and one follow-up is a low. And I think it stems from standing medium punch.
He's got DR.
Because then you can't drive rush the overhead because of the target combo.
Can you not? I feel like he can do it raw.
Yeah, let me see if I'm scrolling through the thing here to see if I can find
like
where
the second hit of an overhead, you can't get the drive rush properties off of it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, also, since I just found it, here's his move list. Oh, well, or I'm gonna miss it.
Oh god.
Okay, here's his dang it. Psycho Crusher, he's got his double knee press, the quarter circle forward kicks, back fist combo, that's the mind planting thing, and then he has his bison jump, which is normal.
That is a lame name for a move. It's a back fist combo.
What? That's what it is, you know?
Let me see here. Ah, here it is.
He's got knee press nightmare and back fist combo.
Knee press nightmare.
So here is all of his command moves. So the Shadow Hammer and the Shadow Spear. Those are the two things. And you can see he has Psycho Hammer too, which is his forward fierce. I believe that is just a regular forward fierce instead of an overhead. I'm gonna play this just in hopes to see if we can see it. Oh yeah, no, that's the overhead. Yeah, so, Psycho Hammer is the overhead. And then he's got his slide. Wow. He's got
Shadow Hammer.
Forward heavy, just an overhead. Oh my.
Yep, so the first move that we saw there, I'm going to rewind this one more time. I said we were going to nerd out. Yeah, so the first move up there, Psycho Hammer, forward fierce, I believe is the overhead from, I'm going to see here. Rufamonger has this sped up, so I'm going to see if I can try and pause it when it appears.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah. It does say overhead attack.
Wow, so you can DR overhead that.
Eesh.
Yeah, and then he
DR
also
overhead,
has...
then the bomb explodes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. DR overhead with DJ drive rush. Oh man,
yeah. His evil
DJ
knee,
doesn't have
his,
one.
His back roundhouse. That's like his. That's basically like his big combo starter. It's like Manon back fierce. He can. It's cancelable. He gets a ton of shit off of it, and it's plus one on block. It looks like he's got his crazy ass slide. This is the command, the target combos. So from medium punch, you can do forward fierce, or you can do down heavy, which is a low, and then he's got his air target combo. So he still deals, he can do so much damage on an air-to-air if he gets that target combo again. It's a little scary. It's a little scary.
Yeah, have y'all seen that clip of him deleting Zangief at like 60%? It's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, he can deal some damage, man. The wild thing, I think, is his EX scissor kicks are so good. Because you can confirm off of lights. Oh, by the way. Just in case you were wondering, his crouching medium kick, you can drive rush cancel.
He's got low forward DR.
Yep.
Is there any other charge character
with the
that has low forward DR?
I don't know.
Honda doesn't have it. DJ doesn't have it. Chun-Li has it.
Yeah, but he's got fast it. He's got it. Yeah, and he has like that crazy
medium kick.
Man. That drive rush speed, like it, my stomach turned inside out. That was crazy. But yeah, I'm super interested to see how. I've never been like a Bison player. I've never been interested in Bison. So I'm really like I'm shocked that I'm as interested as I am. If I'm gonna be completely honest. Especially because I think in Street Fighter 4, like his whole game plan was to get like crouching light kick confirms, right? Like you just light kick confirm three times. Then you would get into get either a Psycho Crusher or Scissor Kicks. And then in Street Fighter V, of course, he was like such a huge departure from how he worked previously, right? Like he was super slow.
Yeah.
He teleported. He kind of worked. And now he's back to being like Buck Wild. So
back to his old self.
Yeah.
Back to the old me.
I do find it funny that JP has a move called Amnesia, but Bison's the one with Amnesia.
Yeah, it's crazy. Maybe he gave it to
amnesia.
Him, you know?
Amnesia. Bison has amnesia.
Yeah, and we saw, like, what's most likely going to be the intro. Oh, yeah, and his horse. His horse is everywhere. You think, like, you know, you guys have seen the screenshots of the character select screen, right?
Nope. I don't think I've seen that.
Okay. Well, let me go ahead and pull this up then. So he's got the horse on the character select screen.
Oh, there he is.
And you know what?
Brought him into the warehouse.
That's not enough. He walks in on the horse. My.
He's just in this club on the horse, bro.
Dude, do you know the core strength you would have to ride a horse without, like, holding on to anything? That shit's terrifying. Like, that alone is scary. Oh, yeah, and he also comes in on the horse as well, so.
Uh-huh. Horse just walks off. I remember these two dudes fight.
Yeah. Dude, the horse is just big chilling. Chill-ass horse. So, he comes out in 2 weeks. Looks real scary. Also, by the way, that video was from RufoMonger. You guys can find him at youtube.com/RufoMonger. RufoMonger. Same thing on Twitter. So shout outs to him for having a really, really good breakdown. But yeah, those were, I think, the big announcements that we got from the Summer Game Fest thing. Am I missing anything? What else are we missing?
I think that's about it. Fighting Game 1 is.
Yeah.
Street Fighter, then Garou 2.
Yeah. Oh, something that was important is, like, Automatic, I think you said this when we were hanging out on Friday, but, like, the reception to Terry and Mai has been kind of mixed.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, I can see different perspectives, and I learned a lot from my ex comments when I posted about it. But I was like, I don't even pick colors. I don't care what color my character is. I just, you know, sometimes I do it for fun. Mm-hmm. But to me, people ask me, like, if they bring Hugo back, would you play him? Would you play Sagat? Would you play him? I don't really have an attachment to, like, the aesthetic that much. Most oftentimes, I don't. Mm-hmm. I think Hugo's great. He's really cool. But other than that, I just pick characters when I think it's an interesting mechanic that they have. But a lot of people are not like me. They want to see their character return, come back. They love that. Oh, he's all back. Everyone's back. So if you're a Street Fighter player and you see two slots taken up by guest characters for a franchise you don't really give two craps about, I can see why you would be upset when there's two other characters that are, you know, going to be released in such a wide time frame, and, like, maybe they'll release two more within that and they just haven't shown it yet. But I can see that perspective too. But for me, I think it's cool. Like, yeah, it means a lot. Yeah. I think Max made a video recently about how it's could be the beginning stages of a CVS 3 or something like that.
Yep.
And that's what I was going to bring up, because I literally just watched that video before the show went on. And for those of you that don't know Maximilian, if you don't know Maximilian, go look him up. He's like a staple in the fighting game community, in the content world, and in the playing world too. He was a great Third Strike player. Also plays a lot on his stream. I think he noted that the beginning of, like, the SNK and Capcom working together again, which, like, they kind of, like, didn't end on good terms when they did, like, the whole CVS and SNK versus Capcom thing, was EVO. Or, I'm sorry, not EVO. EVO was after that. But they released, like, these handheld games for, I think it was, like, the Neo Geo handheld games for SNK versus Street Fighter, and, like, another card game that was also, like, SNK versus Street Fighter based in 2021. And then we get to EVO 2022, and we have, you know, the welcome back EVO prints. I actually might have one over here.
Yeah, I still got mine somewhere.
Oh, God. Wait for it. Here we go. Got some of these. Sick. And, like, that was kind of, like, a big, not a red flag, but, like, alarm bells. Sorry, I just made a mess. For, like, them working together again, right? So,
100%.
As somebody who kind of missed out on CVS, I'm really curious to see what is going to happen. You know, Automatic, have you spent a lot of time in CVS or not?
Yeah, I'd say so. I've been around it, just probably, like, it's always there alongside Third Strike back in the The good old days.
Yeah. How about you, Triumph? Have you played CBS at all?
Yeah, I played a ton of it when I was younger.
Oh,
it's
cool.
Like he said, pretty much it's always there in arcades, or, you know, if you play Third Strike, it's always there too. Mm.
Yeah, I feel like I completely missed the boat on, like, fighting game stuff from, like, the 2000s until 2013.
It's an amazing game. It's really cool. All the mechanics, all the characters, mm-hmm. all the different things you can do with it. I love watching modern CBS 2 when they're picking off meta characters like an Ingroove, Iori, or some kind of weird thing. Because typically you see Sagat, Blanca, some characters who can activate A Groove, some big K Groove characters. But that game has so much potential that's, you know, largely untapped. It's a really amazing fighting game, though it does take forever for tournaments.
Is CBS the game that had like crouch? Oh no, I'm thinking of Street Fighter Alpha that had like all the crazy crouch cancel stuff.
Yeah,
Alpha roll cancels.
Yeah. you got your roll cancels.
Yeah, no,
which the updated version removed. CBS 2 EO did not have roll cancels,
GameCube or something.
Hmm. Yeah.
And then there was like SNK versus Capcom. What was it like? SVC Chaos.
Yeah, that's Chaos.
SVC Chaos.
Yeah, that didn't do too hot.
That was the one that did them in.
Yeah, and like at that time, like SNK was struggling.
Oh yeah.
So seeing them come back when SNK is, I think, in a much better spot after KOF 14 and 15, and now Garo, City of Wolves. Seeing this kind of thing come back is really cool. Something else I wanted to point out is, and this is something that Maximilian pointed out in his video, which I thought was super duper interesting, is this right here. Wait for it. That's Bison. We already went over Bison. So something important to note is Terry does not look like that in City of the Wolves, nor in Mark of the Wolves, right?
Uh-huh.
Same thing with Mai. According to Maximilian, these are what they look like in Capcom versus SNK. So the fact that they're like going as far back as like using the what seems to be like the original sprites that they had in Fatal Fury and the style that they had in CVS means that, you know, like there has to be a reason for why they did it that way instead of just being like, oh,
it's gonna happen.
Yeah, instead of it just being like, oh, City of the Wolves marketing. It's like there's a and Mai isn't even in
Yeah, I don't think she's in it yet.
Yeah, so
I don't think she was in the first one either.
Yeah, so no, I'm curious. I
it
wish
could just be Street Fighter, and then the KOF, the Fatal Fury characters just have different mechanics. Like they use a different, like they have a driver that's a short hop instead.
Mm. Oh man, I can't wait to see what they're gonna do. Oh, those characters.
Man, I had a nightmare the other day, over the weekend after we watched it, in my nightmare. Instead of a drive gauge, they had like a max mode gauge, and mm-hmm. You could spend like the max mode gauge to do like regular drive stuff, but once you hit max mode, it was like you were in like this mode where like everything was just crazy. I don't know why I had a nightmare about it.
I think it's likely they'll do that.
Yeah, I don't know why I had a nightmare about it. Maybe I foresaw the future. Maybe not. Who knows? But I'm really curious to see, man. I think we will get a really good idea of how season 2 is going to shape up when Bison comes out. Because I think that's like the first character that they were like. Although like the fact that they already had this character ready to go makes me think otherwise. But with that said, I'm curious to see like how Bison is going to play, because he's the first character that's like built in season 2 or like released for season 2, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I'm curious. And Terry is going to be the first one coming out in the fall of this year. Oof. So, and we talk about how somehow like CEO and Combo Breaker or Evo always get the shit end of the stick with announcements like this.
100% they're going to be a Terry trailer at Evo. 100%.
Yeah. But the other thing too is Bison comes out like 2 days before, I think it's either DreamHack or CEO.
Before CEO.
Yeah, so
Bailey already banned them, but the patch, they got it down with the patch 2 days before the tournament.
Man, I would hate to be a TO for like a tournament like that. God damn, dude.
Especially being Rick or Jabailey, they always get screwed over.
Oh, yeah. Like, and we were just talking, like, Akuma came out, what, like 2 days before Combo Breaker?
Yeah, 2 days before Combo Breaker, yeah. fortunately not a CPT event, so they just let everything rock. But
yeah, it's CEO.
It's probably not an accident.
The CEO's not either.
Because of how consistent it is, it's probably not an accident.
Could be.
Yeah.
But I think what's crazy is, like, there is, like, this longstanding rule. Although I say there is this longstanding rule, but they decided to not go through with it at Combo Breaker, which I thought was cool, is that, like, 2 weeks is usually, like, the grace period, right, for making sure that the game's not broken. So I don't know, man. I would like to see Bison be playable at CEO. I'm not your Bailey. He knows what he's doing. So I was really happy with Rick's decision. But with that said,
The reason he's not banned is because Jabali, CEO, is actually an Esports World Cup qualifier as well, the top two. That's so right. Yeah, that would be kind of crazy. They allowed Bison 2 days.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah. Also, did you guys see that post by that SageJam retweeted by the Rocket League guy?
I have not watched the YouTube video yet.
Yeah, he had this take, his take on, like, the Esports World Cup and, like, the conflicts with, like, the government that's running it, et cetera, et cetera. It's really cool. If you go to SageJam's Twitter, he has it retweeted, and then he has his own take, which is really interesting. I just bring that up because that's something that we've talked about on the show, like, ad nauseum at this point. So if you're looking for takes on the Esports World Cup, go look at SageJam's Twitter. And I am a big fan of what he had to say. Is all. Gents, before we leave, Triumph. Next up, we had a couple of questions on our Discord for you. Oh, God. Well, I just got locked out on my phone. Okay, wait. I'm going to do the pad. Okay, there we go. Here we are. So we had a couple of questions for you. This one's from Blue. Blue is, like, the best of five magician. He is our YouTube manager and producer. He asked, how has being on Next Up benefited you? Did you get any kind of new looks on you as a player or on social media? How's that been like?
I definitely think it's definitely given me more visibility. More people have, you know, been coming into my streams or, you know, seeing me on Twitter or, like, you know, the other day someone came into my stream and, like, are you Triumph from Next Up? And I was like, yeah. And they just followed and subbed, like, right away.
Hell,
it's pretty crazy.
Hell,
it's definitely, definitely changed from, you know, what happened before Next Up.
Sure. And, being on a show like Next Up, it feels like some of those challenges are, like, borderline grueling. Like, how has that made you, like, has that had an impact on you as a player, and how so?
I don't think so, to be honest, since I've been, you know, kind of, like, grinding the game and trying to be competitive in the game since it came out. It's mostly most of what I've been doing because, you know, one challenge is what we had to play in TNS, place the best you could, play Justin Wong, play Punk. There was, like, a team term. That's probably the only thing I haven't really done was, like, a team format like that. Everything else is mostly stuff I'm pretty much used to, but obviously the stakes are way higher, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're the best gamer, right? You haven't lost a challenge yet.
Yeah, I'm the best at these indie battle royales.
best at air sumo slap and navigating all these crazy people.
10 greens, baby. 10 hey, greens.
How many tournaments did you win in Rumbleverse?
I knew it was at least three. Yeah, it was three.
God, all
three
in a day. Row.
Do you didn't lose a single one.
You know how hard it is to do that and be a Fall Guys champion and then break into this new genre, Street Fighter VI? Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying this is not your first fighting game, but taking it serious like this, and this is a really, I'm really happy you guys have this opportunity game. And you're doing well in it.
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah, for sure. And one final question for you. This is from Centro in our Discord. After this, like, where do you go next? Like, do you have anything you want to achieve in 2024? Like, do you have any goals after?
I'd say either getting top eight or winning a major tournament, whether it's CPT or not, something that's big that has good players at it, and then trying to get in the Capcom Cup as well, whether it's online or at an offline premiere.
Slightly unrelated question. And I asked this because Automatic and I had our picks for Combo Breaker, and I remember seeing your name, and I was like, oh, shit, good shit, Triumph. Well, how did you place in Combo Breaker?
I believe I got 33rd, I think.
Gotcha. Well, yeah. Good shit, man. There was a shit ton of people at Combo Breaker, so... Good stuff.
Yeah, it was like 1,400, something like that.
Yeah, man. That ain't nothing to shake a stick at, as they say. all right. Well, it is 7:30. Automatic has left the building. No, he's probably taking care of family stuff. Triumph. So, you started off at Fall Guys. You were a fighting game person. With Street Fighter 6, now you're making waves everywhere. Where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter on the screen there at Triumph Returns. To keep up to date with me there. And on Twitch, I stream every day, Wednesday to Sunday, or 5 days a week, Wednesday to Sunday, twitch.tv/justtriumph. Catch me playing a tournament, you know, labbing, playing a rank, molding at the game, all that good stuff there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we all do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, actually, you know what's funny? I think after our last episode, somebody commented that, like, they hate me as the new host because I'm too negative, which is, like, perfectly fair because, like, I've been going through it these past couple months.
Oh, yeah.
But hopefully this episode has been better. I've been trying to be a little bit more positive. Automatic Triumph, we need to find a battle royale or, like, a three-person co-op game of some sort that we can hang and chill and play.
It's got to exist out there somewhere.
Yeah.
You got anything?
I thought
have nothing. The best I got is Diesel Legacy. You
can try. Yeah. So what's funny is for a little while I thought Diesel Legacy was a 3v3. So I was like, oh shit, this is perfect. But it's a 2v2. So might be. We'll definitely have to get together in Diesel Legacy to play some games.
For sure.
Last but not least, when's your next outing? Like, are you going to CEO?
Yeah, next tournament I'll be as a CEO.
Okay, sick. So we'll be looking out for you there. All right, it is 7:30. I think it's about that time for us to get on out of here.
Sorry.
Oh no, it's all good. It's literally like right on the dot. 7:30. Well, it's 7:32. But this has been another episode of Best of Five. Triumph. Dude, I'm so happy you were able to join the show. I asked Triumph like a couple weeks ago, and then I asked again, and he finally got back to me. So I'm super happy you're here. Automatic, I'm always happy to have you, man. Thanks for being here and being a dope human being.
Thanks, man. I feel like I just kind of hang out, and I'm just watching a podcast sometimes.
You'd be chilling.
Dude, I jump in every now and then.
Yeah, I suck at like giving people space to talk, and it's just because I haven't done enough. So next time, man,
it's all good.
But next time we'll... Well, you know what, Triumph, we'll have to have you on another time. Like, shooting the show with you in here has been fun. So,
yeah.
We'll definitely have to have you on. All right. Any last thoughts before we split skis?
None here.
Nope.
Okay.
I got nothing.
I'll see you guys in Diesel Legacy.
See you there.
All right. Later, everybody.
Later.
Goodbye.